Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Blooming Girls Podcast. And I am your host, Tony Sani. What's up, guys? We're just like how many weeks into the new year? And yeah, today is January 16th, and we are 2 weeks into the new year. How are you doing? How are you feeling about the year so far? And your goals and your dreams and your visions. Hope everything is still alive. For the girlies, I wanted to start the gym this year. I hope you guys have started going. I hope you started running. I hope you are on the treadmill. I hope you have started gymming. Yeah, it's time to get fit, guys. Anyway, so today's episode I think is a bit of a short one, but I say this now and then we don't know how it's going to end, but anyway, stick with me like you always do. So I literally was just thinking and I said, you know what, I'm just going to record this as it came to me. And as usual, for every episode that I record, it's also like a lesson and amusing to myself, as is to you guys as well. So I literally learned from this as well, which is so interesting. So today, I found myself, well, not today, to be honest, it's not today, but I think today the rema or the answer sort of hit me in terms of God is a good God, right? So that is the summary, point blank, period. God is a good God. And I say this because sometimes it's, we are Christians, sometimes we mask under, yeah, God is good, we raise the holy hands and we do this and we do that, but sometimes we don't necessarily believe it. Some of us think that, you know, God would rather answer everybody else around you than answer you, just because you feel like in your life there hasn't really been any significant progress or any significant answer in terms of you've been asking him about this thing, but it just doesn't seem to be working out, and you're just like, excuse me, or things just seem to be happening in your life where it's like, I made plans, I prayed about them, but everything that's happened to me is the complete and total opposite. And you're just like, what's the point of even having goals? And or maybe you had a year last year or a few years ago that just completely disoriented you, where, you know, something happened and you're just like, this was not part of the plan, and this thing which has happened has sort of just destabilized you in a way that you haven't been able to recover. And it's not just about you being able to recover, your faith hasn't been able to recover as well, because you're still just like, how? And it could be a death of a family member or a loved one, it could be a job loss, it could be a scam, it could be a heartbreak, it could be anything. You know, we all have our challenges and we experience them differently. But I found myself this year, and I touched on it in last episode, I found myself this year like, what's the point of even having goals or having dreams? And like, yes, you can have your dreams and visions, but like when it comes to goals, I was of the opinion that, and I say this in past tense now by the grace of God, I was of the opinion that I just felt like, if things are going to happen to you anyway, then what's the point of planning? Because it's not like you didn't pray before that thing happened. It wasn't like you weren't fervent enough. It wasn't like you weren't... You did everything that was required of you. At least you felt that was required of you. And you did the most that you thought you could have done. Or even more. Yet this thing still happened. And now you're just down in the dumps, and it's like, okay, another year has come, or another day has come, and the day is urging you, like new days and new years do, in their own interesting fashion, urging you to have hope again. And it's like, why should I have hope? What is the point of this hope when anything can still happen to me? And the reality is that God is good. Right, God is actually good, because sometimes I think about my worst fear, and what was happening to me a few moments ago was I was just like, God, like, you know, just praying and it was a place where I was just like, some that, you know, that thing came to me again, like, so what's the point? Because anything can still happen to you. But at that moment, I had a counter thought where it was like, even though you're not supposed to fight thoughts with thoughts. So when things like that happen to you, you open your mouth and you declare, you know, positive. But I remember about 2 weeks ago, or was it last week, I was having the same, I was worrying about something, and me, if you know me, I'm a professional worrier. I'm trying not to to stop, but it's just sometimes I just get really lost in the sauce with how, you know, how life can just be happening at once, and it just feels like everything is happening at once, and everywhere you look around you, it just feels like there is some form of pressure, and you're just looking like, can I just find peace somewhere that I turn? But so far so good, you can't find it. I may not necessarily mean that life is like tough or anything like that, but you're just like, okay, this is happening now. In the next few months, what's going to happen if this happens now? So you're worrying even about the future. So everything right now could be fine, but you're just thinking, okay, by then, what if this runs out? What if that runs out? So what's going to happen when this runs out? What's going to happen? And I remember the Holy Spirit just gave me a song, and I think I'm going to put it on my, I find a way to link it somehow. But the name of the song is Proverbs 3 by Todd Delaney. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But you know Todd Delaney now, like, hallelujah, you have won the victory. That's Todd Delaney. You should know that song. If you don't know that song, just check out Todd Delaney. Todd Delaney. And the name of the song is Proverbs 3. So the song is basically Proverbs 3. And the part that the Holy Spirit gave me was, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust, I know I'm not here to sing, but trust in the Lord with all your might. Basically saying, trust in the Lord in all your heart. Trust in all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. So that was the part that came to me. And I was like, boom. You know, and then again, God is just so good. Sometimes I feel like we need to bask in that. We need to bask in it, and that's what I'm doing right now, and that's probably what I'm going to do for the rest of the week. And just bask in the fact that God is good, period, point blank, period. Now, we might not be able to understand why things happen the way that they do. It might be tough right now to see that reality, but God is good. Like, I remember a lot, but yes, I'm in a place of remembrance right now, because sometimes you need to remember what the things that God has done so you keep your joy. So I remember when we got robbed. So I've spoken about getting robbed on this podcast. If you haven't heard this before, I'm like almost 2 years now, probably about 2 years now. I was in my house. I mean, my family obviously were all at home. It's 2 a.m. at night. And then we just hear banging, and then you have like, I don't know how many of them were, but like at least six men, you know, armed and whatnot, came into the house and obviously came to rob and whatever. And it was traumatic because obviously I had a child. My child was just about 4 months at the time, and just imagine, you know, you're in your house, you hear bang, 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 and then they started from downstairs, then came all the way upstairs. We didn't have enough time to like shut the door, and we didn't even, if we had shut the door, these guys knew what they were doing. They broke the door, they hit the door down in one bang, like they were ready. Do you understand? I don't think at that time, with what we had in the house, I don't think there's anything we could have done. But anyway, the shot came. So they got into the house, and by the time they came upstairs, I remember just praying to God. Like, I was just saying, angels, 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 God, please send angels. So as they were going through upstairs, my room's in the corner. So as they're going through all the rooms upstairs, boom, 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 they were banging all the doors, slamming the doors open, breaking the doors and all that. And I was already just in the corner with my child. I just held him, grabbed him, and I sat in the corner and I was waiting. So this guy walks into my room and there was like a calmness, like there was an aura about my room. He opened the door gently and he walks in and he's like, just give me your phone. And so they couldn't really speak much English because I don't think they're not native English speakers, but they rehearse a couple of things. So this guy obviously has his line rehearsed and he's like, just give me your phone. So I was like, okay. At this point, my phone has already dropped somewhere because I had no idea. I was scared. So I didn't even know what I did. So I had my flashlight on. The flashlight on the phone was on. And then I had dropped the phone somewhere and just carried my child inside in the corner. So the phone was right there. So he comes into the room and he's like, okay, just give me a phone. And I'm like, phone is right there. And he can't see the phone. So he's going back and forth, pacing through the room. And he's like, where is his voice? I'm like, it's right there. So at that moment, his English is beginning to wear out. My phone is right there. So I have to stand up, walk to get the phone, and then give him the phone. And then I literally stood up and I see this long ass dagger in his pocket. And I say, very good. Give him my phone. And then he starts to ask for the password of the phone. Now, it was hilarious because, well, it wasn't hilarious. It wasn't actually funny. Because at that moment, I had no idea what the password of my phone was. And I was frightened that they would have harmed me because it would have sounded like I was saying rubbish. But I literally did not know what I was saying. And I did not know what my password was. So another guy walks in to the room and also come. And like, he's like, all right, time to go kind of thing. So then this guy actually walks into the room and both of them are now just like watching him look through my phone or ask me for my password. I don't know. That was just a very weird, it was like all of us were just hanging over my phone for a few seconds. And then this guy just comes while he's asking for the password on my phone. So he was trying to write it down. Yeah, he was trying to write it down because my phone opened. Yes. So what happened? My phone actually opened with Face ID. So he was not trying to write down the password. He was telling me to tell him so that he can write it down. Right, that was what happened. So as he's writing it down, the other guy is like, just comes and looks at what's he doing. And then eventually it was like he just snapped out of it, like, all right, I don't know if somebody had come, I don't know if they had a signal, but at that moment they just disappeared. So they literally just ran away. And yeah, it was fast. By the time we got downstairs, it wasn't like we're gonna do anything, but like they had all completely gone. So it was organized, they were fast, they were swift, they knew exactly what they were doing, exactly where they were going, and they took pretty much everything at that time. But thank God, obviously we got everything back, and you know, got everything back in double portion, thank you Jesus. Yeah, so that was fine, but like it was still very traumatic. And I think that since then, and then just having some other couple of things happen afterwards, you just feel like, how could this have happened? But when I say that God is good, in every seemingly bad thing that happens to you, you think about the fact that these guys came into this house and there was probably about six of us in this house, and every single one of us was not touched. Like, these guys, I believe, were willing to do whatever they needed to do. They were violent, they were aggressive, but for some reason they did not touch a single soul, like not even a tap. Do you understand? And I just believe that that was just God there, like that was just God just showing, because at the end of the day, we live in a fallen world, and human beings, unfortunately, we will be human beings. Human beings will continue to do evil things. He has given us will and choice, and people will choose, no matter what they say, that they're doing it because the country is hard and whatever, people will continue to do evil things. no matter where you are. It's not obviously a Nigerian problem or this problem. So there's so much news going on about this and that and that. And sometimes some of our biggest fears are, oh, what if, you know, this happens to me and that happens to me? But at the end of the day, I think that the moral of the story is to be able to trust God in even seemingly horrific situations. So you think about, instead of having your worst fear, like it is your worst fear, but you're thinking, and see, if this thing ever happens to me, I trust God. If something bad ever happens to me, like whatever it is, we all have our variation of what something bad is, you just trust God. Like, I trust God. I remember I was talking to someone and it was just really eye-opening the way that she thought. And I mean, I don't know if I should mention, anyway, I'm not going to mention her, but we're talking about this situation and talking about just worry and concern and just the state of things and stuff like that. And we spoke about trusting God and in a different context, but still the same thing. And she said to me, she was like, see, even if the worst thing that can ever happen to me, or the worst thing in the world that can happen to me, is if her child dies. And she was like, at the end of the day, I trust that God, he's going to be with God. Do you understand? Or something around that context. And she, in her mind, it was just like, see, even if the worst, what is the worst that can happen to me? This is the worst that can happen to me. Even if this happens, like, God forbid, but like, we just trust God. And I just found that so profound because I believe her. Do you understand? She wasn't just saying it for encouragement or anything like that. That's the mentality that she has. And I think like that's the mentality that God wants us to have. So that not just for, it's like the boys, the three Hebrew boys, they went in there and they were not necessarily like, they were like, yeah, they're confident in God. But they said, even if he doesn't. So even if at the back of their mind, they knew that, see, this thing is 50-50. Either Jesus comes, so either God comes to protect us inside this place, or we burn to death. But if it's to do what these people want us to do, we're not going to do it. If it's to disobey God or to dishonor God, we're not going to do it. So anyone that happens, we're good. And that's just crazy to me because... excuse me? But this is the life that we've been called to live as Christians. You know, it's tough. I'm not gonna stay here and pretend like it's not tough. It is tough because I hear all these things, and for me, I'm just like, yo, people are, I mean, people have set the example for us. They have set the standard, and God has shown. Because I remember before we got robbed, I had already had that fear, right? Because I just moved into this new place, and I noticed our fence was low. So that was actually what happened. Our fence was low. So our security was actually very, very terrible. It wasn't just for something we thought about. Just like, when you live in an estate, you never think, our house is by the fence. So you never think that something like that has happened. So you let your guard down. Our door was weak. We were the perfect target. We're literally just sitting ducks. Do you understand? So it wasn't a thing of with the door. Like, it wasn't hard to do. What happened to us really wasn't hard to do. It wasn't hard at all. We didn't take security measures seriously. I'm just thinking about how I've lost my train of thought, but thinking about how the reality is that we need to all have this mentality, and that's how we're even able to forge ahead more, because now the devil can no longer deceive you with your fears, because now you're like, yeah, okay, fine, I'm scared of this, hopefully this doesn't happen, but if it does, I trust God. And that's insane. And I'm listening to this now, I'm speaking this now, and I'm just deep in it as well. Like, God give us the strength to do what he needs us to do and not let our fears get in the way, because most of the things that we fear, chances are not gonna happen. But the ones that do, how do we handle them? And how do we just keep our faith? Yes, go through what you're going through. Yes, go through the grief. Go through this, but you need to be able to trust God. And just trust that, man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. It doesn't matter. Like, lean not on your own understanding. Don't think about what you know, or what the reality says, or what the stock says, or what the naira says, because the naira be saying a lot. The naira be saying a whole lot. But don't think about that. Do you understand? And sorry for anybody who's not Nigerian. Sorry, I know there's a couple of you, but our currency is called the naira, and it's currently very weak. I know some of y'all may have also similar. I know for some reason I've noticed people listen to me from Lebanon, which is fantastic. Hi, if you're listening from Lebanon, marhaba. Thank you so much for listening. But yeah, if your currency is weak, yeah, we feel you. But yeah, so sometimes the economic status of your country just makes you feel like, what is happening? And you want to travel, you have all these plans, and you're just like, the money, how much will I even save? How much can I save? But just trust God at the end of the day. Trust that you're in the will of God. Trust that God knew. He knew. And He knows. So before you were born, He knew you. Do you understand? He knew the challenges you were going to go through. He knew the family you were going to be born into. But He has still called you to a life of greatness. So you need to be able to align yourself to His will and just let the fears remain where they are, as fears and not as a distraction, because sometimes fear is a big distraction, because it's a facade in terms of it might not happen, but it's holding you back. And then you reach some stage of your life and it's like, I literally wasted all this time just fearing. So trust in the Lord, my darlings. I hope you enjoyed this episode. There is a break in between. I'll try to not make it obvious. But if you notice that there is a break in intermission, I am sorry. My microphone stopped working while I was still talking. So I had to sort of just continue the conversation somewhere. But cheers to you, Blooming Girl. As usual, please follow us at the Blooming Girls Pod. Share on your story. Share with your friends. And just let people know what you're enjoying. Yeah? Okay? All right. Follow me at TONS_TONSS on Instagram. Feel free to reach out. Let's chat. Let's get familiar. Especially for my non-Nigerians. Like, no shade to my Nigerians, but like when I saw my Spotify stats, I'm like, there's a couple of you out there. I know somebody has reached out to me, I think from Uganda or Kenya. But feel free to reach out. Let's know ourselves. Yeah? All right. Have a fantastic, fantastic day, or have a fantastic rest of your day or start of your day, depending on what time you're listening to this. I have been your host, Tony Sani. Have a fantastic, fantastic day once again. Cheers to you, Blooming Girl. See you next time.